Hey, 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 it's Malcolm D. Smith, and you are listening to the True You podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the gifts that you have inside of you. So, there were things that you had dreams of when you were a kid. For me, I wanted to be an actor. I thought it was cool to be on TV. I even had an agent when I was 10 to be a commercial actor. But I did not live in California except during the summers when I was with my dad. And so it was a dream, but it just never happened. And I remember I had an English teacher, Miss Myers. Wish I knew where Miss Myers was, but I told her that dream and she said, you should go for it. She said, I'm going to watch for you on TV, and was incredibly encouraging. But life happened. It wasn't practical. It wasn't going to happen. And obviously I never became a movie star. But that's not what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about the quality of your dreams and what's inside of you. So, yes, as a kid, you may have had these huge dreams. And I wouldn't even say that they're crazy dreams, because if you really think about it, if you have a big dream that's sitting inside of you that you want to fulfill, you can make it happen, especially nowadays with social media, the internet. You can be connected to somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who can get you there. If I said I want to find somebody who has ringside or courtside seats to see a Knicks game, I bet somebody could get me connected to that in the slew of people that I'm connected with throughout the day, even if I don't know them directly. So we're all interconnected. But my point is that you have to start with you, and where are you looking at your life from? Where do you stand in your own way and keep yourself from those dreams that really would, you know, make a huge difference in your world? They would transform how you relate to life instead of the life that you have now. And there's nothing wrong with the life you have now. It's gotten you where you are to this point. It helps you. It nourishes you. It may even challenge you, and sometimes those challenges are a great thing and are gifts, and a lot of that is your perspective. If you have that perspective of, here's just something else that's kicking me in the head and I'm not achieving what I want, versus, okay, this is something that's going on with me and I need to address this, because when I get through this, I know I can make it through anything. I was talking to a group this past weekend and I said, you know, you go through life and you have all these things happen and you feel like you're broken, that these things are going to break you. But the truth is that those things didn't break you. You're still here. You're still alive. You're still out there thriving and dreaming. And if you're like, yeah, Malcolm, I'm just listening to you and I'm sitting here curled up on my couch and I don't want to go outside, that's okay too. You may need to get some help to help you realize who you are and to get through that. But it's not going to break you. The only way it'll break you is if you let it break you. So you can get professional help. You can reach out to your friends. You can reach out to your families, whatever. But here's the other thing, is those things that you're going through, those are things that are going to lift you up if you allow them to. You're going to rise up from the ashes, so to speak. If you're in the deepest depths of despair over, I'm never going to be in a relationship, or I'm always going to be stuck in this job, or I'm never going to get out of the city, it's going to feel like it's hopeless. But if you reach out and you say to someone, I need help, I have something that I want to do, I need to get my head cleared out so that I can see what's in front of me and create things. Or maybe you're not at the deepest ends of your rope. Maybe you're on the other end and you're doing fantastically and you're like, all right, I've mastered this. What's the next thing that I can do? Even then you need people to reach up to. Look, I am a fairly new entrepreneur. I've been working on this about 5 years now. I want to say three, because, you know, we lost three in it's been 3 years since COVID. So a lot has happened, but in 2017 is when I really started focusing my energy, and even then, it wasn't focused on my own business. It wasn't until the last year and a half that I really said, okay, look, I can either talk about this or I can get started with it. And then I started connecting with people who who knew somebody who knew somebody or who had the skills and the information that I needed to get where I am now. So I have this podcast. I get to talk to people. I have, obviously, my social media. I'm getting my social media up and running. I've got, you know, I reached out to someone. How do you build a brand? How do you create a logo? There are people out there who can make these masterful logos on Fiverr. If you've never heard of Fiverr, check out Fiverr. There's all kinds of things. They can make jingles. The jingles you hear at the beginning and end of each of my segments, that was created by somebody. If you want to get somewhere in the world, you can get there on your own, but you're going to get there slowly. If you reach out and let other people support you, that term "together we go far" is huge. It is so true. When people pull together and work with each other and support each other, then things can happen. So to circle that back to what I was talking about in the beginning, it's what's inside of you. If you don't worry about the how and just get quiet for a minute and ask yourself, what's important to me? Where do my passions lie? What would be something that would have me spring out of bed and not want to go to bed because I didn't want to stop? Those are the things to spend your time with people, with family, with friends, with coworkers, with business associates, with hobbies, whatever it is. Life is short. I was looking at it, and I have 5 different types of coaches right now to work with me on what I'm committed to. And one of my coaches had me write out my obituary, which I thought was pretty phenomenal, and you may think that's really weird, but I invite you to try it. Sit down and just write down the obituary for your life. What has your life been? What was your life? What are you going to be known for? And then once you do that, after you've written it out, and it can be an emotional thing, then ask yourself, what is it that I haven't done that I need to do? Because here's the thing, we're all going to die, not to be morbid, but we are. We're going to die. We may die tomorrow because someone's stupid and we get in this car accident because someone wasn't paying attention. Or we may die in 7,500 years. Who knows? The way technology is going, we can live forever. We live like we've got 100 years to live, but in reality, we don't. And even if we did have 100 years, what could you do in that 100 years? What's sitting inside of you that is an answer to something that someone's been praying for that you have the answers to, but you don't think it's that big of a deal? There are people who would love to be in the situation that you're in your life, because your life is a luxury compared to theirs. Now, you may think, no, it's not. You don't know me. You don't know my life. And you're right. I don't know you and I don't know your life. But I promise you, there's someone who's in a different situation who wishes and prays they could have your life. Just like you're wishing and praying you could have someone else's life, probably, or have different situations. So I invite you to just assess where you are in your world. Look at what is it that you feel are your gifts and passions inside, and go for them. Your life is short. You've got a lot to offer. It's truly what is inside of you. And as always, I'm going to encourage you to be your true self. So take that for what it is. You can send me a message on Instagram at Malcolm D. Smith and let me know what's going on, or you can send me an email at info@iammalcolm.com and let me know what you're up to, what things you're taking on, and if there's anything that you want me to discuss in the future, just let me know. For right now, this is Malcolm D. Smith. I'm signing off. You've been listening to the True You Podcast. Have a great day, and thanks for your time. The true you.